This is Eric Johnson, the brand.
And Aaron Thigpen, the source.
Hey, welcome to Hardball Athletics, our podcast. You know, tonight, today, Aaron, I'm excited. Back at it with you. Topic today is really, is the fight in the dog? Or can you put the fight in the dog? You know, is it existing already? Or do you have to kind of like push that player to get tougher, you know? So I think it's a good subject because, Aaron, we've been coaching a long time, man. I mean, I think about the times we've been, you know, sharing athletes and doing stuff. And I've been in this game for a good 30 years, 35 years training athletes. And you and I have been together for 20, 25 years doing stuff. So, you know, that's the number one question now we have every day, Aaron, is, you know, is that fighting that athlete? Or do we have to put the fight into them? You know, what is this about these days, man?
Right. Well, first I want to give a shout out to one of the parents, Jason Matthews. He was the one who actually asked us to do this as a podcast. So shout out to Jace. Thanks for listening. Appreciate your feedback. And you know, parents, if you guys have a topic you'd like for us to try and tackle, go for it. Send us a text or an email. And we'd be happy to try and tackle it. Doesn't mean we can have an answer, but we'll be happy to try and discuss it and tackle it. And it seems like in this situation, yeah, I'm stuck because, you know, I like for our podcast to be solutions for people. Right. And this one, you know, this one has me stumped. So, Jason, you got me. It's hard to say if you can put that fight in the dog because to me, there's so many different factors that play into it. It's just their own kind of personal makeup. It's the environment that they are grow up in and maybe are living in. And so there's so many of these factors, but you know, it doesn't stop us from trying.
Exactly.
Because it's very important. And you know, we have some kids just by nature who aren't that aggressive or aren't highly competitive. And so, you know, how do you get a kid to turn the corner on that? And, you know, it's hard. All I can say is, you know, try and tap into what goals are for that athlete and use those as the motivating factor to maybe, you know, put that dog in the kid. Yeah. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean, are they going to scrap when it's time to scrap?
Right. Aaron, it's funny because it's hard. You know, how much do you push an athlete, right? I mean, as a coach now, and I remember, you know, 15 years ago, I'm a different coach than I was 15 years ago.
Right.
You know, you could say, hey, man, let's get after it today with the guys. Now, you have to be really gentle with the words you use in the vocabulary and the verbiage you use with players.
Right.
And the way they take those words and how they think about them and how they let them go through their head. And now they take them to another level. You know, we might be saying the simple thing like, hey, let's play hard, you know, and they're like, what does that mean? Play hard. Okay. Does that mean that, you know, he's getting after me or something like that? It's just, no, it's these kids are very literal these days. Number one. And the second thing is that even if you just raise your voice a little bit, and not in a bad way, but they're thinking that you're mad at them for some reason, or, you know, and I tell the kids now this, Aaron, is that I'm coaching you.
Right.
I'm coaching you. You know, I'm coaching now. I use that verbiage and I'm coaching now. And my coaching style is this, and I'm coaching you about this to make you better. So you have to explain all of that prior and after, so the athlete feels comfortable in what I call an uncomfortable sense or time or place where they think that it's, you know, you're getting on them, but you're really not. You're trying to instill in them this competitive energy or competitive state that it takes for an athlete to compete in if they want to, you know, be in a match, a game or whatever. And it's interesting. It's got me stumped too, Aaron. And I think individually it's case by case.
No, you just nailed it. Yeah. It's a case by case. It's a person by person It's a situation by situation sort of thing. And you're going to have to tackle that, you know, differently each time.
Right.
And, you know, and again, I think one way is I'm a big believer in environment. Environment shape us. And so, you know, for parents who are trying to instill that sort of thing in their athletes, you know, make sure you have an environment that is not necessarily tough. And, you know,
right.
Again, I'm not talking about that whole authoritarian kind of how we grew up, but I guess it's establishing a culture. And we talk about that in sports, but, you know, I think you establish a culture in your household. What are the expectations? How do we conduct ourselves? How do we handle challenges, you know, as a family? How do we face adversity? How do we handle all the things in life that come at us?
Right.
And putting that together as a, you know, whether it's a family ethos or a team ethos or whatever, right. I think that's what starts to shape it, because now you can give them tools on how to handle, you know, rejection, how to handle criticism, how to handle being made fun of, how to handle bullying. And all of those things, I think, can translate into, hey, okay, I'm in a game, I'm being challenged.
Right.
You know, well, I've been challenged in other ways, and this is how we respond as a family. This is how this is how I'm expected to respond from my parents. And I think that helps to shape it. Now, again, part of my brain is saying, oh, Aaron, why are you saying this? Because all of us know about the parents who go overboard and, you know, they're calling their kids punks and names and ridiculing them, you know what I'm saying? And they're thinking that's making their kid tough, you know, and that's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, right. What I'm talking about is thinking through, maintaining composure, directing your energy into what you're trying to do, and persevering until you get the outcome you want.
Right.
So those are sorts of traits I'm talking about when it's, hey, I'm here to compete. I'm here to do my best. I'm not going to falter at the first sign of adversity or first challenge. And I'm going to work through this. And even if it doesn't end up the way that I want it, I'm still going to be able to hold my head up high because I competed.
You know, Aaron, those are life lessons. Those are lessons that are taught at home. And those are important things to get you through life. And I've always said this, sport is a microcosm of how your life is. And it's going to teach you so many things. And sport allows you to grow, to build a foundation to your growth. And by like you said, putting that, you know, fighting the dog mentality that you stated is it's positive. You see, that's a positive trait there. That's not we're getting after you, like you said, about calling guys names and stuff like that. But it's a positive thing. And I think a lot of times environment is critical.
Yeah.
You know, as a coach, what environment are you instilling in your team? What are the rules? How do you handle things together? How do you work together? What are some of the things that you need to bring your team together so they do have that fight? And then I think you put it on the athletes too, Aaron, and you say, guys, what thing are we going to do before the game or after the game? Right. Or when things are going wrong in the game, what do we need to do? Do we need to talk to each other? You need to set those guidelines and those rules so the athletes understand how to handle adversity. Right. And it's a life lesson. That's why I think team sports are great. That's why I think individual sports are great, because they teach you so much about yourself personally, but about other people and how to work with other people. Because as you go in life, you know you have to work with other people, you know, eventually.
I agree. And there's a saying, you know, choose your friends wisely. Well, you know, parents, choose your teams wisely. You know, a lot of parents will want to put their kid on a team just because they're winning. And it may not, that team may not, you know, have the same values and culture that you want. And, you know, it's easy for us as human beings to kind of absorb what we're immersed in. And so if you're immersed in, if you put your kid, and again, it's not just about, it's not about winning and losing.
Right.
Because you can have a team that's not successful that has the right culture. And, right. and that's what's probably more important than the winning and losing. But, you know, you can also put your kid on a team that the culture is toxic.
Yes.
And some of that can rub off on them. So, you know, I think parents, you know, who are looking for that sort of help from a coach and from an organization needs to sit back and also look at, okay, besides the win-loss record, what is the culture of this organization? I mean, you know, there's a local, you know, school that's very successful in sports, your alma mater. And, you know, I think a large part of why they're successful is because they have a culture. People go there knowing what that culture is, buying into that culture, knowing what the expectation is. And so it perpetuates itself. And right. when they can do that, they can move as a group and they can be successful.
Right.
You know, so it does work. And, you know, they're buying into it, they're drinking the Kool-Aid, and the results, you know, speak for themselves. So I think, you know, for those of you who are doing the same thing in terms of picking schools for your kids, kind of take that extra time and say, hey, when I'm going to pick a trainer, a private coach, athletic team, club, hey, do they have the culture or espouse the values of the culture that I want my kid immersed in?
Right. Well, I think those are good points, Aaron, because, you know, that right there is having parents, players who are listening, understand what it means to put the fight in the dog.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a really clear picture, and it's not one where, you know, you're overly aggressive, but you're just trying to make an educated, managed decision about how you can influence in a positive way where your kid starts to understand what it means to put that fight in themselves, with that fight in the dog. So I think those are great points, sir.
All right. I think we should end it there. I'm not sure if we answered anyone's question, but we did ramble for a few minutes here. So,
you know, Aaron, it's funny because when we you and I always talk about this, and this is a challenge, is that when athletes train or they play games and everything, it's competitive. And I think the key of this is that athletes need to be competitive in understanding this is what it takes to be an elite athlete or the best athlete I can be. It's all about being competitive.
Right.
And being competitive allows that athlete to attain or try to understand what it means to have the fight in the dog.
Right. Yeah. And competition is the one arena where, you know, you have to, there are going to be winners and losers, and not everyone's going to win, you know? And so I think if you give your kid the right perspective, you know, losing doesn't mean you're a loser.
Right.
And winning doesn't necessarily mean you're, you know, a winner, you know what I'm saying? Then I think the kids will be able to navigate that. And if they can put the right motivation with that, with their goals and their dreams and aspirations, kid will find his way. But it does take time.
Right.
And for you parents who are kind of questioning whether or not your kid really is cut out for it, you know, only time will tell. Can't be too hard on them. Give it some time. But always ask them, hey, is this what you really want? Because a lot of times that's the underlying factor. You know, by human nature, we don't fight for things we're not that vested in.
Right.
We just don't.
We don't.
You know? Maybe that's your answer. Right. Maybe the kid's just not that into it.
Right. Well, on that note, Aaron, this is Coach EJ, the brand.
Coach Aaron, the source.
We'll check you guys out later. See ya.